Welcome to Keep Going, a new podcast brought to you by the TMP Life. I am your host, Eric. Why don't you walk with me as I try my best to help you get to the next level in your life? So without further ado, here is Keep Going. Let's start the show. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for listening in to another great episode of Keep Going. Of course, I am Eric with the TMP Life. And as always, I thank you so very much for listening in, for continuing to tune in, and for just being here, y'all. Again, this is still crazy times right now, everything happening with the coronavirus. And by the time you hear this, it will have already surpassed 1 million people, confirmed cases in the world. That is nuts, y'all. To say this happened starting in around December, January in China, and then came, you know, coming over here to the United States, and it's just been, it's been chaos, y'all. Like, not necessarily in a bad way, but it's just like chaos, just the level of fear that's with this. And it's just, it's rough, y'all. But as with anything, there's always going to be an upswing, and I am really, really, really looking forward to that upswing. I'm pretty sure you are too. So for the time being, again, I am going to be here for you to try to help you get past this by giving you great quality content to remove it, remove everything else from, and just to be able to set your mind on this and just enjoy this moment and enjoy this level of inspiration, because right now a lot of people need it. As always, you can definitely follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the TMP Life. That is THETMPLIFE, as well as going to TMPLife.com. Where you can go in and look at some of the podcast episodes, the previous ones, as well as the my blog posts. I've been posting a lot more lately, so that's a great thing. And you guys who've all subscribed to it has been getting more content lately, so that's always a good thing, right? So, yeah, definitely check out those two places where I am. Yeah, y'all, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. So we are continuing with my conversation with Tanya J. Miller. Great personality, great soul, motivational speaker, life coach, author, YouTuber. Like, she's done it all, y'all. And last week we talked a lot about mental health and how having some type of mental health or having a therapist will definitely increase your life in terms of, you know, just overall health and well-being. Because, you know, let's be honest, for us who have therapists, you know, a lot of times our therapists can see through our bullshit. So, you know, having that type of therapist is, it's important, you know, to be able to see you for who you are, help you with who you are, and just overall allow you to become a better person. We talk about that on this particular episode, as well as her books. Yeah, definitely. We're going to talk about the books and how the books came about. So yeah. Especially the one, Things My Mama Said, y'all. Yeah, it's a good one. I just purchased me a book not too long ago. So we all need to use this time wisely and just enjoy life. You know, enjoy the moments that we're in right now, even though it is kind of dire, or even though it may seem somewhat dire to some people. You know, for the rest of us who are just trying to make it do what it do, y'all, let's just do what we can and be the absolute best that we can. A lot of that starts with therapy, of course, and just talking to other people and just getting outside and enjoying the moments, y'all. That's what it's about, just enjoying the moments. I know you can't really go anywhere. We can only go so far. But in the meantime, just go out, have a walk. I promise you, it helps you. It makes you feel a lot better, especially with everything going on right now. So without further ado, this is part two of my conversation with Tanya J. Miller.
No, but you know what's funny? You know what's amazing about this is everything you're speaking right now is something I went through a few years ago, and I've shared it with my listeners. Everything that you're saying now is the exact reason why I had to go and see someone. It had gotten to a point where, well, and let me just say this, because I am always considered the person who helps others or who can try and mentor others, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I remember reading somewhere and somebody said, where does Superman go when he needs help? You know? So it's like it was one of those moments where I was at a breakdown. Just kind of give you a little bit of a quick story about it. Prior to moving to Dallas, my family and I, we moved from Louisiana. You know, living a pretty nice life there. I had a house and everything. And some things happened with my oldest daughter. And she lived in Houston. Her and her mom lived in Houston. And so I made the decision. I can kind of look back at it now and say I made the decision for us to move, remove ourselves from our nice life and everything that we had, and uproot my entire family up to Houston. Well, it proved to be a lot more challenging than not, moving from Baton Rouge, Louisiana to Houston. And, you know, we went months without a job. Like, I had a job, but the job wasn't paying enough. My wife couldn't find a job for the first few months.
Oh,
And I,
wow. That was us in Virginia when we first got married.
yeah, it
And
was rough.
it was right after the recession.
Oh, man.
And my husband was in real estate. Yeah.
Oh,
That's part of
man.
the
So I
testimony
know.
too. Yeah.
I know that was tough. Oh, man. I know that was tough. Yeah. And so it was a very challenging year and a half for us. You know, and again, when she finally did get a job, the job ended. They ended up downsizing and she got laid off. And so that was a whole nother month and a half, 2 months without work. Mind you, it was a point where I was only getting paid, meaning I was getting paid enough to pay the bills, but literally that was it. Like, we were literally paying, robbing Peter to pay Paul. Like my check would, and I said this last week, my check would go, I would get paid on a Thursday. That bill or that rent was due on Friday, and I had to pay all of it. And it was rough. It was tough. And it had gotten to a point where I was on the verge of a breakdown. And I was, and you know, me, being who I am and, try to be hard and not even hard, but try to be manly and try to be saying, you know what, I got this. I'm gonna take care of this, because this is what I was always taught to do, is to, no matter what, get it done. And so it had gotten to a point where I'll never forget this. I was on my way to work one day and I stopped and I called my mom. I was like, let me call my mom and see how she's doing. And she answered the phone. She said, "Hey, baby." I said, "Hey, mama, how you doing?" And as soon as I said that, she said, "What's wrong?" As soon as she said that, I immediately broke down crying. I don't know what happened. And you know, I was set to go to work at, it was at 12 or 12 o'clock or whatever. I didn't get into the building until around 12:40, because I was on the phone with my mom and she was just talking me off a ledge, because I had so much built up in me, so many things going on with my family and so many things going on with the environment, with my environment, that I was borderline. I ended up almost having a breakdown. And so I went to my doctor, and my doctor was like, "Well, yeah, you're on, you know, you're clinically depressed, you know, right now," because depression has many faces, right? You know, it's not where somebody's just completely down. You know, another
Oh
form of
yeah.
depression, right? Another form of
That
depression can
yeah,
be.
because basically you still look like you're doing because you still doing and they think you're good. Trust me, I already know.
And it's
Yes,
on,
sir.
what's happening is, and when speaking to a counselor, she said, you know, that was just simply you being on autopilot. You know, you were on autopilot, you know, so you didn't know you were going through this depressive state. And, you know, when I was like, you know what, I need to see somebody. And so when I finally saw my doctor, Dr. Lee, Rastanya Lee, which is an amazing, she was based out of Southlake, Texas, which is very close to Grapevine for my listeners. It's very close to Grapevine. She just moved to Georgia. But when I tell you, she ended up being the absolute best for me in the beginning. My very first encounter with her, she just sat back and listened, and I was just kind of spilling my, you know, spilling my guts or whatever. And she was like, "Let me stop you. Let me stop you. Let me stop you." Like, she kept stopping me, and it kept getting, I was so frustrated by it. And in retrospect, after we had a conversation, because at first I was like, you know what, I'm just not even going to talk to her anymore. I'm just going to go somewhere else. I'm going to find somebody else. Well, I'm so glad I ended up staying there, because she, all of that was for a reason. She had a purpose for everything that she did. She stopped me because she wanted to gauge how my anger level was and how depressed I was, mm-hmm. you know, whether it was to a point where either I was just going to lash out or if I was just going to just shut down. And she said, I did all of this for a reason. And that's why, going back to what you said, it's very, very vital to find someone that will mesh with you, because if you, mm-hmm. again, it's like you're spinning your wheels at that point. If you're not, if you don't have somebody there that's going to listen to you, that's going to give you sound advice, that's going to be able to help you through whatever.
Well, let me add one more piece of it too, and one mm-hmm. that's gonna read through your BS too.
Yes,
as well, because you, a lot of times you're gonna come with your wall up, your face up, especially if you're a person like you said, you the one that always everybody come to. That means you might still have your Superwoman or your Superman cape on. That means you still may have your makeup on and your face put together, and you act like you good. They got to read through all of that. They got to get through all that. They got to call you out. So if you're not going to go to, if you that one that's like that, don't go to them that ain't got
that
real.
It's not going
to
push you.
You wasting your time because you're not going to get healed and get whole.
Tanya, you are absolutely right
about that.
But you're absolutely right about that, because again, she saw through my BS. She saw straight through it. She was like, I know, she said, I've dealt with clients like you before. She said, even though you were different because, you know, for some other reasons or whatever, I was different. What you're going through right now is exact. I know that. I know exactly what you've been through. I've seen it before. I've seen that type of scenario before. So you're, and she said, no. So let me tell you what you need to do. So she gave it to me real. And, and I'm so thankful for her, for Dr. Lee, for giving it to me straight, because otherwise, like you said, I would have still had that Superman cape on, or, you know, you still had the Superwoman cape on. You wouldn't have known how much hurt you had inside of you or how much fixing you needed unless somebody called you out on it. And yeah, that's why I am so grateful for what you're saying right now, especially when it comes to seeing someone or having some type of counselor or some type of therapist on your side. Because we all need that, man, especially in the Black community. We need that. We need that, Tanya. It's so missed nowadays for us, because a lot of times we'll sit up here and we'll wonder, man, this person was 34 years old, 35 years old. They just keeled over and died. Like, what happened? Stress. Mm-hmm. You know, you're having stress on you. You know, you're having anxiety on you. You know, you're having all of these chaotic moments getting to you, and you don't know how to handle it. The only way you know how to handle it is to keep it bottled in, and it's not going to work. So I'm so glad you are making it known also how important it is to have a counselor or to have a therapist. So yeah, so thank you for that. I really do.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you're in the DFW area and you need a resource or some suggestions, feel free to send me a message. Because like I tell people, first, like you said, the Superman cape, you know, as a coach, I already was a proponent of it. But, you know, if you have a therapist, please know they have a therapist too. You know, don't think that, because they know the importance of it. And so just like I'm a coach, like I need somebody, because a lot of times people are coming to me with their things. And then just by nature of the spiritual gifts that I have, I need somebody, period, because I'm just what my spiritual gifts are.
Right,
so
right.
I know I can care. Like I said before, I carry a lot because that's who I am, but it's also some of the gifts that I have as well. And so I know I have to have somebody, and it don't need to be your homegirl that is going through the same stuff you going through. So y'all back tag teaming this week back and forth, like, something. You don't need that. You know, you need somebody that is actually an expert and actually a person that has a real, a system that they can put you on, some homework that is going to be good besides, yeah, girl, go cut his tire. No. You know, you need sound advice and wisdom, you know? And
I agree.
Definitely, like I said, especially right now with everything's going on, it could be a trigger, you know? Mm-hmm. that's something else I would suggest and recommend, you know, recognizing your triggers, recognizing those things that could bring everything back up. Because sometimes you could be good, but then something happens. I remember I was listening, I don't know if I was listening to a message or something, but the person was saying they were good until something happened, and they literally brought everything back all up, and they was about to fall apart. And so, you know, you could be dealing with some triggers right now, you know, work through that. Because I'll be honest, like I said, I don't have no shame. I talk about it. My birthday is the day before my sister's birthday. And so we just would have celebrated our birthdays January 31st, February 1st. Well, my husband would always wonder why, like, I never liked to do a lot. Well, my birthday was also my mother's birthday, which was my father's mother's birthday. Right. And she passed when I was, like, in middle school. So I'm not going to be all, yeah, let's do it big. And right. Not understanding that that brings back memories for my father, that his mama gone, you know? And so I was always conscious of that, you know, I had a consciousness of it. And so I already knew, you know, and I kind of, like I said, communication is key. I communicated, I told my, like, nah, I don't want to do nothing. Nothing, right. Zero. I told them friends, matter of fact, don't even call me. If you text me, I might or might not respond, but probably not. Like, I need just to be that time alone, meditation, that just whatever. And so the crazy part, I'm just being real with y'all. My grandmother had an accident Christmas Eve, and slowly she had Alzheimer's, and she began to drastically decline. And I had been going to see her every weekend. And the weekend of my birthday, my mother did not call me. And I didn't, but she knew I wasn't going anywhere either until that Sunday. And so from that Thursday before my birthday, so January 30th, to that Sunday, my grandmother was in hospice and basically passed away that Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
And my mom said, I knew you were coming Sunday. I knew you were already dealing with a lot because I knew it was y'all birthday. She says, I did not want to give you more, but I knew you were coming. And because my mom was like, she's just being real. She's like, I needed you. Like, I knew I can do this myself. Like, she's like, I needed you. She's like, but I knew you were coming Sunday.
Right.
And so when I came, she didn't even say anything to me. I knew it. And I said, have you called everybody? And she was like, no. I said, she was like, well, I told them she was on hospice. I said, but no, she's going to pass away. Because like I said, I have spiritual gifts.
Right.
And my mother said, well, I'm not strong enough to call. Will you call? Because I did. And I told her, I said, y'all need to come. If you're planning to come, I put it because we have a family Facebook page for our larger extended family. Put it on there and everything. And she passed away that Tuesday.
Wow.
And I was the last person to see her Monday night. I stayed with her probably till like 11 o'clock. And I was the last family member to be with my grandmother before she passed. Now, this was all. So that's what I said. I was like you said, you can look straight. You know, I'm sure quite naturally when I came back to work, they thought I looked fine, but I know me, you know, I was like, yeah, right. I'm here. I'm here. But, you know, you got to recognize within yourself, when, even if you, like you said, you're on autopilot, even like you self-functioning, even like, you know, you can be functioning and still broken. You know what I'm saying? You can be functioning and still not healed. You can be functioning and still not whole. You know, if you take it to marriage, you know, folks be like, but I thought they was good. He was, you know, I didn't know he was going to leave. He was still paying the bills. He was still, because that's just what he thought he was supposed to do. That didn't mean he was still there. He left a long time ago.
He could have been left. Saying? Yeah. He could have been gone.
So,
physically, mentally, could have been gone. You know, you're right.
Yeah. So, you know, as you said, with our race, our culture, we have to begin to not just be on autopilot, not just do what we've taught we're told and taught to do, but we have to begin to even look at some of that. Like, why am I still going when I'm broken? Why am I still going when I'm hurt? I have faith. That's absolute. That's great. But I also need to deal with some of this that's dealing with me. You know, that's one of the things my mama would say, you know, you need to deal with it before it deal with you. Because a lot of times we don't go to get help. We don't go and do things until it's the absolute worst. But we don't need to go when it's the worst, when we could go get that checkup and that check-in. So I'm going to get off my tangent, and I'm going to pass the mic back, sir.
Well, two things you said that made a lot of difference. And one thing you said earlier in the conversation about the idea of going for a yearly checkup. I mean, you're going not necessarily because anything is wrong, but because you just want to make sure everything is running and functioning properly, you know, and you want to continue to have that that mindset. So whenever it is even when you are going through a traumatic experience, like, you know, when you did with with so many people passing in your life so rapidly, you know, you are able to, I think having some level of therapy will help alleviate that. I mean, again, I can never understand how you feel. I can only sympathize with how you feel with everything that happened. But I would also believe having that form of therapy would be able to help with that, because you've already kind of, not necessarily prepped yourself, but you've already had conversations with people, and you've already had, what's the word I'm looking for? You've already had these moments where you were able to remove some things out of your heart because you've already talked to people about it and gotten the guidance that you needed, you know? So yeah, for me, that's what it was, you know?
Yeah. What I say is, you know, you've already got the tools and you've done the work. And so sometimes with that, because you've done the work and you did the tools before, you can almost gauge, you have better cognizance to know when you starting to go down that path, and you can pull yourself back and you can be like, yeah, I see where I'm headed. You know, you have that consciousness now, that cognizance, like, oh, okay, ooh, we don't need to go all the way back there. I'm seeing the signs. Let me call. Let me, you know, yeah. And then another piece you said before is that you don't have to go when there's something wrong. You can go when things are right. You can just go to tell them how things have been going good. That's good. That's okay, too. To talk about how things are going well. That's good, too.
That's exactly what happened to me with my therapy, where, because it, you know, initially it was, you know, some troubling things that was happening in my life, and I was able to fix that, you know, or, you know, with the assistance of the counselor, with the therapist I was seeing. And so, yeah, I went back and just started to say how good things are in my life, because sometimes you do need that positive reinforcement as well, you know. You mentioned earlier, how you can tell, like, once you've gone, you know, to counseling and things like that, you begin to be more cognizant of the triggers of things, of it happening. One of my really good friends, that's how she is. She's been going to therapy for about a year and a half now consistently. And she's gotten to a point where now she's not necessarily a completely different person, but her mindset has changed. And, you know, she says for the better. And it's, you know, there will be moments where, you know, you can feel it trying to rear its ugly head, you know, that anxiety or the depression or whatever. Yeah. But she's able to minimize that. She's able to neutralize it before it even gets to a point where it's got where it's a full blown depression, where she's just disconnected from everyone. You know what I mean? So that's amazing. You know, it's amazing. It's real, y'all. Like, being able to detect these things before it happens, that is the reason why, that's one of the big reasons why going to therapy matters and why it makes a difference. So I do want to kind of switch gears a little bit, though, because I've been interested in, let me say this. Well, you had mentioned with your grandmother and everything, and some things that you say you were tightly knit with your mom. And one of your books, Things My Mama Said, first of all, I downloaded it, I'm downloading it today because I want to read it, because it's like different stories. And I'm pretty sure some of these stories are really good. I'm pretty sure of it. Tell me, what was the reason for that, for things my mama said?
Okay, so remember I told you I've had the blog Talking with Tanya for 15 years.
Right.
And so quite naturally, that girl Linda that came up a few times and me talking about Talking with Tanya.
Right.
And so everybody was like, I was like, yeah, and yeah, and like, I'd be like, that girl Linda, my mama, yeah, she would say this, and da 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 da. And so everybody was like, yo, like, will you go write a book about all this stuff that she said? Like, your mama crazy. And so if you are actually a person that has met my mama and know her, then y'all know, they know I ain't lying. You know, my mama true. And so they would be like, man, like, for real. And so that's kind of how it happened. I just, because it wasn't, I tell people, you know, I'm always writing because that's just my heart. And so like, because I tell people, like, I don't have no problem with content. Like, I got content for days. Like, I love to write.
Right.
It's just, you know, now it's making the time to, you know, get it in. But yeah, so that was not originally my second project. I had something different down the road that I was planning to do next, but you know, basically just being honest, Holy Spirit was like, no, that's the one. And so that's it. So I talked to my siblings, that includes my older cousin that basically grew up in our house pretty much as well, to get them some, ask them first. Well, first I asked her permission, just make sure, because I was like, girl, you know you crazy, so you, I need your approval.
Right.
So before I put you on blast like this. And she was like, yeah. I was like, okay. And so I got with my siblings and asked them for some of the sayings and then stories. And then I asked their permission, because I was like, listen, to tell these sayings and these stories, I'm going to have to put you on blast. Are you okay with that? And so, you know, so came up with it, let her read it. And then from there, did a surprise launch. So she knew the book was coming out. She didn't know that it was going to be a surprise book release on Mother's Day. And when I say a surprise, I went to their church, did the book release at their church. My brother flew in. And he, first of all, she, like, we got a videotape and everything. She was mad after she finished the surprise, because he had been there all weekend and he was leaving the next day. She was like, how are you going to be here? And I was, well, we would have ruined the surprise. Like, it was all a surprise or whatever. But so, yeah, did a whole surprise book release and church service at their church. My niece, she's a psalmist in the local area, Chanelian C. Thompson, check her out. She got new music coming out. Shout out. Yep. Oh, it's a, it's a plug. It's a plug. Check it out. But she came, I had her come and do worship. So she did the praise and worship and led that. My brother played, my little sister played the drums. And then even a more special surprise was my older sister, the one that passed away. She is a preacher. I used to tell her, say, girl, you is the preacher in the bunch. I might, but no, baby, you took out the daddy. You is the preacher, because that's my father's daughter. I was like, you is the preacher in the bunch, girl. You was a hooper. You like your daddy. I don't even know why you trying to front.
Right.
And so she preached. And she actually was still battling cancer at that time. And it was just a beautiful moment. And when I look back on it, I know why God had it to happen, because that was probably, because my brother lived in Virginia, Northern Virginia, and he had been gone since he was in the military. And so that was probably the only service where my dad and my mom had all their kids doing something, from preaching to ministering and worship and music, and I was emceeing. So it was a beautiful thing, and able to capture that memory, not just for that day, but from down the road. And so I was like, okay, God, like, you knew this, like, you knew it, you know, okay. And so yeah, that was the book release, but it was more just everybody was like, I need to hear what your mama be saying because I feel like it's more and we need a book. And so because of so much reception and warm, you know, regards and everybody loving it, there's going to be a volume two because everybody's like, but when is the second one coming out? And
right.
Then, and not only that, the family members like, are we going to be it? And like some of my aunties, and unfortunately, they've all passed except for one now as well. And so they were like, are you going to put Aunt Hazel in it and Aunt Ollie? And great. And so I was like, okay. And so, but the crazy part, like I said, as a writer, I was already working on it. I just was pulling some things together. Like I was always taking notes and jotting stories and stuff like that. And so I was like, yes, it's coming. And so it just solidified it with last year with, and this, you know, with everybody passing, it just solidified it. Like, yes,
it's time to do another
be a
one.
Volume two. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know. I put myself on blast because I said in the interview, I was like, I hope maybe I can get it out 2021. I don't know, but we'll see. But yeah, so I'll probably will have volume two, hopefully 2021, to do Things My Mama Said, volume two. But yeah, it was just everybody, because I'm in one, I have a saying that my grandmother said, my granny, which was keep living. So I had one in there that she would say, and then I think I had one even in there that my daddy said, because I was like, I know I was talking about mama then, but let me go on and break it down and say something my daddy would say. And so so I had that, but it'll expand, you know, to
into more people instead
my
of just,
granny
yeah,
nice. Yeah, just women that just made an impact in my life as well. So it'll expand for volume two. But yeah, it'll be a second one coming out. And what was so crazy, I had a book signing last week. I actually had one this week too, but with everything going on, it got
canceled,
postponed.
Yeah.
But last week, my two nieces were with my mom, a grandmother and aunt, because one of them is my cousin, but she called me Annie because that's my niece called me Annie, so she called me Annie too. Mm-hmm. And so they were with my mom, and they came to help with the book signing or whatever. And so they picked up the book and they started reading it, and they just started laughing and talking to themselves. And I was like, what's wrong? They were like, she said this to us this morning. I said, well, the book say things my mama said.
Right.
That's her. And so quite naturally, she said some of it to y'all, because she raised us, now she helping
she
raise y'all.
Exactly.
And so they was like, oh my God, no, no, no. So they just cracking up and laughing. Like, I was like, yeah. So, you know, it's not just, you know, for my audience, but it's almost like that token of me passing it down in my family generationally as well. So that's even the more why volume two is important, because they have all said it, like, we need this as well for us.
Right.
Because
it's a release. Yeah, I would think
yeah.
it's a release for them as well. Like, you know, because when it comes to nostalgia, they want that level of nostalgia to go around to keep so they can keep at any time, especially in moments of despair or, you know, moments where they're feeling a little down or whatever. They can always go back and they can revert back to the book and read some of the things that's in the book that made them laugh. You know, because again, ultimately, laughter is always
medicine.
The best medicine. It's always the best medicine, you know? So, yeah, so that's, I can't wait for part two. I'm actually downloading it. I downloaded it earlier, and I'm going to go ahead and listen to it through Audible, because it shows that it's available on Audible too.
Yes. The books, all the books are available in Audible and digital, because I'm an audio girl. So I was like, I got to, like, I love audiobooks. So all the books are, it's just the journals are not, you know, because
for obvious reasons.
But all the books are available in digital and audio as well.
Okay Well, awesome. Thank you so much, Tanya. Man, look, this has been an absolutely amazing conversation. A lot of stuff we got accomplished, a lot of stuff that we talked about. Is there anything that you would love to leave the listeners with? Anything, whatever you want. Speak your mind completely freely.
Okay. Well, definitely. I guess a quick, shameless plug.
Of course, of course, you got to. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
definitely check me out at my website, tanyajmiller.com. That's TanyaJMiller.com, and I'm sure I'm going to share all the links and stuff with him, and he'll probably have it in the notes or whatever.
Of
But
course.
on my website, that's where you can find out, if you have a book, a speaking engagement you want to book me for, check me out. I do speaking engagements, big or small, a lot of times. I've done, where they kind of the new thing, the table of 12, table of 18, table of 10. So a lot of some of those are even the ones where they love me to come at most, because they like, you get all in our business, and I don't know, but I feel better, but oh my
Right.
gosh.
Right.
But so yeah, check me out for any speaking engagements. I would say I do travel up until, this stuff. I do travel for speaking engagements.
Right. I don't think anything's wrong with that. I think that's a good
Yeah,
thing.
yeah, yeah. And then on there, you also can check out any of my coaching packages that I offer. Like I said, I do work with organizations as well, whether you need leadership strategy sessions with your leadership or leadership development, I do those as well. Or just coming in and, doing leadership coaching as well for the entire organization. So in different aspects. So all that information is on there. Of course, you can get all my books and my journals on Amazon and Barnes and Noble, but I also have a store, and that's at shop.tanyajmiller.com. And so that's where you can get the books, the journals, and when he was talking about the buttons and the tees, I call it my message merch. So that's where you can get all of those items and check out everything. I'm always dropping something, so I'm just gonna be honest, I'm dropping something, because the messages don't stop, so I'm always reinforcing the messages through something. Because I tell people, I may not ever get you as a coaching client, or you may not ever catch one of my speaking engagements, but you may decide to pick up a book and that I've written,
Right.
because you're a reader, and that's how I can help you to do purpose, or you may get a message tee or stickers or something like that. But whatever way I can plant the seed, that's how I do it. So, because I'm like, Tanya, you do a lot. I was like, but it's still the same message. It's still me doing
Right.
it. It's just a different way that I'm planting the seed to get you. Because I just want to make sure that I get you and I touch you in some type of way. And so that's pretty much where that comes from. But if you sign up at bit.ly, all caps, join fam, you get 20% off your first order. So hey, yeah, might want to shop at my store, because I'm always running a deal that might not be on Amazon.
Right. Look, I'm looking at your store right now, and these prices are really, really, really attractive. So definitely go to shop.tanyajmiller.com and take a look at some of the things that she has. Like I said,
Absolutely.
I already got the stickers in my cart. So I'm getting that, and I'm going to get one of these Mind Matters journals as
Okay.
well. Because I'm a big, big advocate of writing.
I know. I saw your book, sir. I saw your
You saw
book.
him? Yeah, I'm
Yeah.
doing
I
my
was like,
thing.
okay.
I'm doing my thing. And
Yeah.
I'm a huge advocate of writing. And I'm a huge advocate of supporting people who also write, who love to write. So, y'all, you definitely gotta take a look at her website. It's amazing. There's a lot of good stuff, a lot of good content in here. The coaching again is very attractive prices for coaching, y'all, and she will come to you. That's the cool thing. She'll come to you. So, well, I don't know right now because of everything that's going on, but you know what I mean. Like once everything begins to die down. So, but ultimately, y'all, Tanya, it's been an honor, man. I really, really, really appreciate you coming on to keep going and dropping complete knowledge on my head. And this is stuff that this is what the mantra of keep going is. You know, what we're doing is we're finding people who are in and around the area who do so many amazing things. You know what I mean? And we just, I just want to be able to spread the knowledge and spread the, spread their attributes to the world, to show people, hey, y'all, we, if you, whatever you need, we can help you with it. You know, you just have to keep going through all, especially through this tumultuous time, you have to keep going above all else. So thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. So we're done. I told you, man, it was pretty easy, easy peasy. thank you again. So, and anything else you want to leave? Do you have any, what's your social media?
Yeah. I'm on Talking with Tanya. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. So definitely find your girl, follow her, like her, subscribe. Always appreciate that love, because like you said, when you support us, that's how we're able to keep going and get the message out even further. So those little likes and comments and all of that, that helps us. So check me out, Talking with Tanya. And then I also do have a school where I have online classes on life and leadership as well. That's at school.tanyajmiller.com. I want to say there's 8 there right now. 2 of them are even free, so check them out, school.tanyajmiller.com. And the last thing I'll just leave is with a quote, since we both love us some Dr. Miles Monroe. It's one of my favorites as well, and it's, don't die old, die empty. That's the goal of life. Go to the cemetery and disappoint the graveyard. Guys, if you can do that, you know, don't die old. Don't get caught up in making it just to make it. But die empty. Leave this world empty. That is the goal of life. Go to the cemetery and disappoint the graveyard. Don't keep all your stuff that's in you for you, and never use it. We're to use it on purpose, unapologetically, for others and ourselves. Don't die old, die empty. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it so much. Thank you, Eric. Great time.
I know, man. This is awesome.
We have been in session this morning.
I know, right? look, we going to church with this, and I really appreciate this so much. I really do. And one last thing you said just now, which touches a lot, when you said, don't die old, die empty. You know, there's this saying, of course, that the most successful people on earth are in the graveyard. Simply because they never allowed themselves to become the best version of themselves, or they never allowed their creativity or their goals or their purpose to shine. So definitely die empty, y'all. Definitely.
And that wraps up this episode of Keep Going with Tanya J. Miller. And I thank her so, so very much for chiming in and just for having a conversation with me that makes a difference. Y'all, again, just... therapy is everything. Mental health is everything, y'all. In these times, we need to be able to focus, and we need to be able to cry. We need to be able to laugh. We need to be able to enjoy life. And what better way to do that than by seeing someone, talking to someone, going outside for a minute, taking a walk, you know, just learning a new skill, learning a new language. Write that book, y'all. Record that podcast. Create that film, y'all. Just do anything, do everything, do whatever it takes, y'all, to get yourself out of the slump that you're in and out of the feeling that you're in, because we will get through this. I believe we will get through this without a shadow of a doubt. So I'd like to thank everyone again for listening in, and until the next time, I'm Eric with the TMP Life, and I'll see you guys soon.